fourth parak of Trumas, Mishnah Hay. We mentioned before that even though there's no shear of how much Truma one should take out midoraita, but midrabanan one should take off between 1/40th and 1/60th. So we will see now machlokes about this in this Mishnah. Amar the Truma, a person takes more Truma than the amount that Chachamim prescribed. So Rabbi Elazar Omer Echad Me'asara Trumas Ma'aser. He says the most you're allowed to take off is 1/10. Now, with a generous person, the takana was 1/40th, so you want to give more, up to a tenth. He asked the mechanic, if he took off instead of a tenth, he took off a fifth, quarter. So whatever is more than that, you send a Trumas Ma'aser, Amalka Ma'aser. You should proclaim that as Trumas Ma'aser in another place. Why? Because he proclaimed that the quarter of his produce Truma. Now, according to this opinion, the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, you have a quarter of your produce if you proclaim Truma, but only a tenth of your produce could be Truma. So this quarter is made up of one part of it, Truma, and the rest of it is Tevel, and you don't know where the Truma is and where the rest is. So therefore, you just say that anything that's more than one tenth over here, and what's the difference between a tenth and a quarter, that I'm going to make Trumas Ma'aser on something else. And another produce that needs Trumas Ma'aser to be taken, that amount. And now, basically, that whole quarter that you made has the status of Truma. Some of it's Truma, some of it's Trumas Ma'aser, but it's all as a din of Truma, and you give the whole thing to the Kohen. Rabbi Shmuel Oyman Mesachul Mesach Truma. He says the maximum you can take off is 50% Truma. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Kiva Oyman, Achi Yeshaya Shem Chulen. They say you can take as much as you want as long as you leave one drop of non-Truma. One drop of chulin, which is the way we pass him, that you can make everything chuma, but you have to leave some shirayim, something left over.